This is the VOA Special English Development Report. Microfinance is becoming a big business. It started as a way to provide very small loans to people in developing countries so they could begin to move themselves out of poverty. A few hundred dollars could mean a lot to a poor entrepreneur with a promising idea. Bangladeshi economist Muhammad Yunus won the Nobel Peace Prize in 2006 for his work with banking for the poor. He formed the Grameen Bank in 1983. Today, there are microfinance providers all over the world, and anyone can be a microlender through a site like Kiva.org. You choose a project and provide at least $25 of the amount requested. 3 out of 4 loans have gone to women, which is common with microfinance. Kiva spokeswoman Fiona Ramsey says the site has grown even with the economic downturn. The total value of loans made through Kiva, she says, is nearing $52 million. The downturn has not had a big effect on loan repayments either. The current repayment rate is 97%. But Fiona Ramsey says that because of the credit crisis, microfinance organizations are finding it harder to get loans from banks. Kiva works with microfinance organizations in 42 countries. These field partners keep the interest charged on the loans. The average term is 12 months, and the average interest rate is almost 23%. Returns like that help explain why microfinance now includes big banks and other lenders. Muhammad Yunus has said he worries that lenders may be more interested in profits than poverty reduction. He supports a new effort based in the United States called Microfinance Transparency. The aim is to prevent abuses by letting borrowers compare pricing information from different lenders. Its creator, Chuck Waterfield, calls it an industry-based truth in lending effort. Borrowers, he says, are often misled about the true price of a loan. For 20 years, we set the price to cover the cost. Now, some organizations are setting the price to whatever they can get away with, he says. The first step is to publish information collected from 8 countries. Chuck Waterfield says information from Peru, Bosnia, and Cambodia will appear in February at the website mftransparency.org. He says the others, including at least 1 country from Africa, will follow a few months later. And that's the VOA Special English Development Report, written by Karen Leggett. I'm Jim Tedder.